Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Tzadik Aleph. Tzadik Aleph, we are on Tzadik and Mabez. I think we're up to Itmar Nami. Itmar Nami, about 15 lines or so into the wide lines, where we're in the middle of a number of questions that a number of heretics ask different Tanoim. So the questions generally revolve around Tchias HaMesim. How do you know Tchias HaMesim is min HaTorah? So Rabbi Gamliel tried to prove it from three Pesukim in Tanakh. They rejected all of them until he brought the Pasuk from Shema, or Batem Advekim, and those were the ones that they accepted. And then Rabbi Shua ben Chananya answered the Romans that asked him, based on the Pasuk in Devarim, that Hashem says to Moshe that you're going to die, and Bnei Yisrael will go do Avodah Zarah after that. So that shows that Hashem knows the future, and that Hashem will be do Tchias HaMesim, because also if you darshan, if you put the comma in the wrong place, it says, instead of saying Ha'amazet. So that proves that both issues of knowing the future and Tchias HaMesim answer the Romans. No, really, if you read it, it does not prove Tchias HaMesim. So he says, okay, at least it proves one of the questions that you had. So let's just do a little more, and then we'll say something. Itmar Nami, Amar B'yochanan B'shimer B'shimer Ben Yochai, Minayin Shekodesh Baruch Hu M'chai Mesev Yodei Masha Asa Lios. Same issue. How do you know that Hashem knows both of these ideas? Shneimar Hinchashochev Amavasecha V'kam. The Chulu, and in that way, you would get both answers if you put the comma in the wrong place. The question that the Rambam deals with in Hilchas Tshuva, based on this pasuk of Vekam Vizana Bnei Yisrael, in the end of Perek Vav, is how can HaKadosh Baruch Hu say that we're all going to do Avodah Zarah? Moshe Ben, you're going to die, that Bnei Yisrael are going to stray from me. Right? What happened to our Bechira Chavshis? That's the Rambam's question in source in Perek Vav Halacha Hey. Umahu zesh Amar David Tov Yashar Hashem Al Kain Yorech Hatoim Bederech Yadrech Hanavim B'Mishpat. He quotes a pasuk, and then he quotes Valokasa BaTorah VaAvad. First, he starts off with the other more famous question about the Brisbane Abasarim. VaHalokasa BaTorah VaAvadim VeInu Osam Hari Gazar Al Mitzriim Lasos Ra. Right, he forecast that the Mitzriim are going to do evil. V'kasav, v'kam ha'am azev, v'zonach harei Elohei nechar ha'aretz. Right, that's our pasuk. They're going to follow the other gods. Harei follow other gods. Harei gazar al yisol avod avod azara. V'lam anifrim. So why would they be punished? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu already said that they're going to do avod azara. Lefi answers the Rambam, his famous answer. L'shalo gazar al ish ploni hayadua shiehu hazoneh. The Rambam did not say on any specific person that they are going to do the Avodah Zarah. Ela kol echad ve'echad me'osad ha'mazonim she'avda Avodah Zarah. Every one of those people, either lo ratza lavo lo hayoved. Yes, the Jews will do Avodah Zarah, but any Yachid could have not done Avodah Zarah. V'lo hodiyo ha'bori ela minhago shel olam. Hashem knew generally what would happen, but he did not specify who amongst that group. L'ma d'ver dome, like somebody who says, l'omer ha'amazeh, yebahem sadikim v'rishayim. In this nation, they will be righteous and they will be wicked. So what, that's a Navi? That's taken away Bechira from everybody. L'omer b'zeh yomer ha'rasha, k'far nigzer olav she'i rasha. Oh, God said I'm going to be wicked. No, the nation is going to be rishayim and sadikim. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. V'chein ha'mitzriyim, so too says the Rambam, by the Mitzriyim, the Egyptians. Kol echad ve'echad me'osan ha'mitzriyim. I mean, sorry. Each of those Egyptians could have not subjugated the Jews. Could have said, no, I'm not going to take part in it. That is the answer of the Rambam. The Ravid there wonders, Elo heim arichas dvarim she'enam mitubalim v'chayiroshi kimash ani omer she'em divrei naras. Says they're not spiced well, and I think there's only the kids would say. Yomar abori lazonim lama zanit vanul is karticha b'shem klisha tomar shalecha gazarti. He doesn't like it, and he says he gives a different answer for the midstream question. The Ramban also quotes this Rambam and argues. Ramban says, what do you mean? If Hashem is goes or something, you should be the first one to jump and do it. God says the Jews are going to be subjugated. So the Egyptians should say, I want to do God's work, and they should go and do it. What? They should say, oh, he didn't tell me. So the Ramban gives the same answer as the Ravi gives here, and that is no. The problem with the Mitzrayim was they went overboard. They did much more than God decreed. Vavadim v'inu osav. They didn't say to throw their babies into the river. Right? They went far more than they were supposed to. So how does that help with the I don't remember if the Ramban deals with the Vakaman Vazana. I don't know if he deals with that one. Maybe also they doesn't say Vazana, maybe it doesn't mean they really accepted. They would just stray a little bit from God and they did more. Again, I don't remember if the Ramban talks about that aspect. Okay, but that's the Rambam in Hilchos Shuva, the end of Perek Vav. Okay, now we continue. Tanya, first word on the line. Amar Rabbi Eliezer Bar Rabbi Yossi, B'davar zeh ziyafti sifrei minim. In regarding this, I prove that the books of the Minim were fakes. Some say this means literally, some say it just means he proved them wrong. Shehayu Omrim, ain't Tchiyas HaMesim in the Torah. They said that there's no Tchiyas HaMesim, you can't prove it from the Torah. Amarti Lohen, Ziyaftim Taraschem, V'lo HaLeisim B'yedchem. Right, you forged your Torah, and you don't have any good Torah in your hands. Why? Klom Shatem Omrim, ain't Tchiyas HaMesim in the Torah. Well, you say you believe in the Torah, and you're saying there's no Tchiyas HaMesim from the Torah? Harehu Omer, what do you mean it says? Ki Kares Ti Kares HaNefesh Ahi Avuna Ba. This nefesh will be cut off, its sin will be in it. So what's the double lashon? He kares ti kares ba'olam hazeh, avona ba la'imas. When will the sin, well, after you're cut off, when is the sin going to be there? Lav lo'olam haba. Doesn't that mean olam haba? So that proves there is a future and afterlife. Amalir pavel abaya, v'leim alum mitravayu mihi kares ti kares. Why do you have to bring in avona ba? He kares ti kares is already a double lashon. No, ini havi amri le dibra Torah klash b'nei adam. No, because then they would have said, the Torah just uses a double lashon. But it doesn't mean, sometimes people double up for emphasis. But it doesn't mean that it's extra. So that's why he had to answer with avon abba. Ki tanoi, it's really a machlokas tanoim, whether you darshan the extra hikares. Hikares, 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 walam hazet, hikares, walam haba. Dibra b'kiva, b'kiva does darshan each one. Omol Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Aglokfo Nemar, it's Hashem hu magadev. It already says elsewhere that he is a blasphemer of Hashem. B'nichrasa, a third lashon. V'chish losha, alamim yesh. What would it be? Are there three worlds? It says nichrasa three times. Ela v'nichrasa b'olam hazeh. He kareis olam haba. He kareis. Dibra Torah, klash b'nei adam. Right, so he's here. Rabbi Shmuel says it's Dibra Torah. Rabbi Kiva says no. Yidarshit each one. Bein Rabbi Shmuel, bein Rabbi Kiva, avon haba mayavdi bei. What does each one do with avon haba? Look at the Tanya. Yochol afilu asa tshuva. You might think that the kares is going to happen even if somebody has done tshuva. Tamalom avon haba lo amarti ela bezman shavon haba. No, only avon haba. If the person does tshuva, then they can get forgiven for an iser kares. Interesting. We mentioned in the past the tshuva that odi Yehuda. You can't do tshuva for chayv misas bezdin. Then it wouldn't help. If somebody's machal Shabbos with Edim, with hasra, with everything, and then they do tshuva and they fast for 40 years, and then they're brought to court. Guy's chayiv misa. He's chayiv. You can't do tshuva. Why is that? That Odebi Huda discusses it. Why that is not acceptable. But by kares, tshuva can be accepted. That's what the Gemara says here. Yeah. Are they implying that olam haba? If you answer the question right, it also sounds like that olam haba is chayiv misa. See that meaning like the Ramban. With the Ramban yesterday. Not like the Rambam, which says olam haba is right afterwards. Right? They're different. The first Ran in the parak quoted this machlokas, and he said, Chazals, they have on both sides. So some Chazals are going to point more to the Rambam, that Olam Haba is Gan Eden, which is right afterwards, right after life, and others will point to the Ramban, which has a spiritual existence, it's a physical existence after Tchiyas HaMeisim. Okay, four lines from the bottom. Sha'ala Cleopatra Malkasa Esther B. Meir. Cleopatra, the queen, Esther B. Meir. So some point out, it's not the famous Cleopatra, it's just that all the queens of that country were called Cleopatra. It's like Paro. Right? They were all called Cleopatra. So Ezra ben Meir, Amra, Yadana dechaye v'shichvi. I know that the alive die. Dechsiv via, I'm sorry, dechaye shichvi. I'm saying that the dead will live. They will sprout out from the city like grass. Ella asked Cleopatra, "Kishein omdin, when Tchiyas HaMeisim takes place, omdin arumin, obil vushein omdin. Are they going to stand up naked? Or are they, like, I guess, like a baby? Or are they going to be bil vushein?" Right? This might connect to the Chakir we mentioned yesterday from the Stipler. Are they, maybe this is asking Yarut, are they going to be who they were? Are they going to be a Birya Chadasha? Naked might mean birya chadasha. With what they were wearing might really mean, are they going to be the same person that they were? That's the question. Amalei, or others say the question is, are they going to be like Adam before the chait? without Bechira, like the Ramban says, that's what it means, Arumin, they won't need clothes, because they won't have a Yetzirah. Or Bilvusheyen, meaning they'll be affected by this world, and it'll be like Adam Poschet. Two ideas, what the question is. Amarla, Meir answers, Kavachomer Michita. I'll give you a Kavachomer from a piece of wheat. Umachita shenikbra aruma yotza bekamalavushin. A piece of wheat goes in naked. It's just one little grain, and it comes out covered in stalks and growths. Tzadikim shenikbarim bilvushein alachas kama vakama. Tzadikim are buried in their lavush. So surely alachas kama vakama. So again, you got to fit that into the whatever shot the question was. But maybe they've been through life, so of course, or they've been through Olam Hazeh, so of course they're going to have a Yetzirah, right? You have to fit it in exactly what the issue was. There is a minna quoted the Chachmas Adam at the end of Yerideya. He has Hilchos Avelos, like at the end of Shulchan Aruch. Then he had the Matzeves Moshe. Matzeves Moshe is Halachis and Inyanim of Chever Kadisha, which he wrote L'Zecher Nishar as his son. Matzeves Moshe. So at the end of that, he quotes a minhag of the. In this extra piece at the end, Hadhagas Chever Kadisha v'Ha'avel, he has the Chassam Sofer said he saw this. He said somebody said told him in the name of the Chachmas Adam, and he looked through the whole sefer and he couldn't find it. Maybe he didn't have this extra piece at the end. So the end of my Chachmas Adam, and as a Umasha Omrim, they had a minhag to bury people with a cane in their hands. That was a minhag quoted. It used to be, I heard, says the Chachmas Adam, that you should bury with hands open. But he says, some wanted to bury with hands closed, because they litan biyado sharbit shigorin geflach. L'dayti geflach em chucha v'tzlula. He says, I think it's a joke. He says, lo matzasi bazeh shum remez b'shum sefer me'akadmonim. Shekosim inyin k'furis ames. I don't know what this is. I think it's a foolish minhag. V'gam b'sefer ma'aver yabok. Shelo hiniach shum minhag lo zachar mizeh. You want to put the cane in, put it next to him. I don't know why you're putting the cane in, but if you want to put the cane in, put it next to him, don't put it in the hand. The minhag is to leave the hands open, but not to clench the hands, clench the fist, but that was the minhag, and he's against it. So the Chassam Sofer says he was asked, Shin Chav Zayin, in the Tshuva in Yerideya, he was asked about this minhag that people heard, Blam Donechad, Higiani, a letter from Alam Denecha that asked me about this. He asked me three questions. This was one of them. And he says, is this appropriate? So he says, he's just a different mentality. B'nei Yisrael, einam Nevi'im heim, b'nei Nevi'im heim. He says, even though they're not Nevi'im, they're b'nei Nevi'im heim. And you told me that you found in Chachmas Adam this minhag. I don't know. I looked in the whole Sefer and I didn't find it. And then he says, Kimut Yadayim Imagefel Lomatzasigeit. I didn't find it in any Sefer, you're right. Ach B'yosi B'kal Kadosh Prostitz. I found another, he said, I was in a certain place, and their minhag was to close the hands, she'osim tsuras Hashem HaKadosh. Somehow make a hay with the hand when they close the hand. V'yala geflach, I never found the cane issue, amru tam kalush v'chalush. He says, a little minhag, a little reason they said was, she'rome she'maminim b'tchias ha'mesim. The Gilgal Mechilos, Sheyishan Bekumu al Ha'itzim Halalu. When people go to Tchias HaMesim and they have to go there, they'll go with the cane. The cane will help them walk to Tchias HaMesim. Get them walk. V'Ha'itzim Chalushim Mechalushim, V'Atam Chalush V'Kalush. I think the canes are weak and the reason's weak. Mikal Makam, he says, but what can I do? Lo Lechidam Nikva B'Tchila, V'Hamaschil Lo Tipesh, V'Lo Ksil Haya. Whoever started the minhag, says the Chassam Sofer, I doubt was foolish. Kiva Shinim Shukachar B'Chal Makomo, says there's so many people, do it. He says, but I found a Raya Lahefach. We say, open your hands. Is that how it should be done? He says, what does Rashi quote when Moshe Rabbeinu was bearing Aaron a Kohen? What did Moshe say? Pshot yadcha k'mot seinecha. Lo ra yafe. Right, so that was a Raya the other way. So don't you have to have pishot yadayim, open your hands. So he says, no, maybe it was different because Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron. Because usually when a person dies, their hands open. So Moshe wanted to tell Aaron, no, you are in control of your death. So open your hands, so it won't be the Koach HaTumah that's forcing you to open your hands, but it'll be you yourself. So you can't bring me any rayas from that anyway, but Lamaisi says, I don't know where this comes from, but if that's the minhag, you should do it. So it's a different mentality than the Chachmas Adam, but again, that's a minhag quoted in the Chassam Sofer. Okay, based on, are people going to have their canes when they wake up? Right, forget the clothing, the canes that they're going to have. Omer le Kesar, Rabbi Gamliel, Amrisa de Shafichaya, you say that the dead are going to live. Hohavi Afra, what do you mean? They turn to dirt. Afra mi avi chaye. People turn to dirt, so does dirt live? Amra le Barte Shavke. The daughter of the Caesar says to Rabbi Gamliel, you know, leave my father alone. Vana madrana le. I mean, don't answer. I'll answer for you. Don't worry about it. I got this one. Shnei Yotzer Mishpi Reinu. So she gives her father a mashal. Let's say there are two potters in a city. Echad Yotzer Min Hamayim Vechad Yotzer Min Hatit. One makes pottery from water and one makes it from clay. So it's much easier to make it from clay. So Ezeh Meshubach. Arba Leizeh She Yotzer Min Hamayim. If you make it from water, wow, that's a big talent. What do you mean? If a Kadosh Baruch Hu already made a baby from mayim, meaning one tipa srucha, just a drop, so surely from dirt, be even easier. The Rabbi Shmuel said that she gave a different answer. It's a kavachomer from glass. How do you make glass? It's with the breath of a person. A person, you have to blow into the glass. Every time you make something, nishbaru, and yet if the glass breaks, yesh len takana, you could redo glass, or you can melt glass down and fix it. So basav adam, shebaruch ha-shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person was made with ruach Hashem, alachas kama v'kama, that it can be fixed. It can be relit, caused to live again through tchias ha-mesim. Okay, they obviously believed in God, if this was the answer. Same question, you say that the dead are going to live. But what do you mean? It's dirt. How could dirt live? Gives another mashal. A king told his servants, go build me a big palace. But in a place where there's no raw materials. There's no water, there's no dirt. So it's obviously very hard. Holchu banu oso, and then they built it. Liyamim naflu, then it fell down because it wasn't strong. It didn't have the right materials. Amar lahem, okay, chizru v'bnu oto, but makam she'esha for amayim. Go build it in a place where there are raw materials. Amru lo ein anu yecholin. We can't. Can't do it. It's a kolas alem. So you got angry at them. V'yamar lahem, but makam she'ein mayim v'afar banisim, in a place without raw materials. You built it. Achshav she'esh mayim v'afar alachas kam v'kama. Should be even easier. Should be even easier for you to build it now, because now you have the raw materials. Rashi has two opinions. What does this mean then? What's the nimshal? So Rashi says, "Achshav sheishmayim," right on the right side. Hachinami, Hakadosh Baruch Hu yotzer es ha'adam mitipa ktana shein b'mamish. So Hashem now is creating He created a person from a tiny little nothing. Kol shekein now he can create it from dirt. There's more raw materials there. Or number two, inami kol ha'olam kulo yotzar mitohu. Second day of Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything at the beginning of the world, Yesh Miayin. Bitoh, from nothing. Not talking about a specific person, that's what Rashi says, but it's talking about the whole world. If he created something from nothing, he could obviously create something from something. So related to this Rashi, there's an important Ramban and the thought of Reb Soloveitchik. The Ramban writes in Bereishis that there were really two stages of creation. It's Ramban in the first pasuk in the Torah. Aleph, Aleph. Says the Ramban, Va'atash shama pirush hamikra al pshuto nachonu barur. Let me explain. Hakadosh Baruch Hu bara kol hanevra'im me'afisa muchletes. Hashem created the entire world from nothing. Ve'ein etzlenu b'lashon hakodesh pohutzas yesh me'ayin. We don't have a word to describe yesh me'ayin, something from nothing. Ela lashon bara. We say created. The best we could do, even though we don't understand what it means. What does it mean? You create something from nothing. We can understand that. But we say the word bara. But says the Ramban, anything we see today did not come yesh miayin. Because there were two stages. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created from nothing a matter. Some type of matter. Like we could think about, let's say you have clay before you form it. It's not really physical clay, but it created a matter. Avohotzi min ha'efes ha'gomer ha'mochlat yisod dak ma'od ein bo mamish. Avohu koach mamsi mucham lekabel tzura v'latzeis min ha'koach alapoel hu chomer harishon nikra liyvanim hiyuli. He created a certain type of matter, a certain type of substance. V'acher ha'hiyuli lo bara davar avol yatzar va'asa. Once that was created, then everything else was yesh miyesh. He did bara, stage one, we can't understand that, but then he formed everything in the universe, in the world, from that first level. HaKadosh Baruch Hu baru elu shneim ayin shneim leva. Then he continues. Shemayim va'aretz was the he created, the chomer, and then he created. Those are the two stages of creation according to the Ramban. Rav Soloveitchik, a beautiful piece in Reflections of the Rav. He talks about the concept of Hester Panim. The Hester Panim, Kadosh Baruch Hu turns his back. So there's a major philosophical problem with that. We know the world only exists because Hashem wills it to exist every second. And Hashem, every second, is saying, right, the world should exist. If for a second Hashem would turn his back on the world, the world would cease to exist. So what does Hester Panim mean? Hester Panim, Hashem turns his back. The Holocaust, Rachman al-Islam, was Hester Panim. So what is it? Why doesn't the world cease to exist? If that's Hester Panim. It explains Rav Soloveitchik, it's similar, if we think about it in the terms of the Ramban's two sages, Bria and Yitzira. Bria, Hashem created some type of matter, but it was all unformed. Yitzira, he then formed it into specific items. Hester Panim is as if Hashem is going back to the world before Yitzira. So the world still exists, but it's totally unformed, it's totally hefkervel, it's totally crazy, there's no seder. That's what Hester Panim is. It's going back to tov avot. It's going back to existence. The world exists, but it's not in the seder exact form. Right? There are two types of Hester Panim. There's Hester Panim where a Kaddish Baruch who specifically gives an onesh. There's a Hester Panim where Hashem just retreats and says anything. They're up to the elements. Right? So that's where Soloveitchik talks about in this article. The world is not forsaken in Reflections, Volume 1. That's where he talks about this Ramban. But that's this Rashi over here. Rashi says, second day of Rashi, the Nimshal is Tov Avohu to creating the world. So, fine. Fifth to last skinny line. The Im Iyata Ma'amin, and if you don't believe me that this is going to happen, Tchias HaMesim, so fast, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu create things from dirt, Tsei Labika, go out to the valley, Ure'ei Achbar, you'll see an Achbar, you'll see a rodent, Shehayom, Chetz Yabasa V'Chetz Yadama, today, it's half animal, half dirt. The back of the animal is just dirt. Lamachar, and the next day it forms Hishritz Vanasakula Basar. The next day it completes its form and it becomes a total animal. So you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could create things from dirt. You check out that animal. Wow. Says the Rambam, Pirshei Mishnayos and Chulin. Pirshei Mishnayos and Chulin, where the Mishnah there talks about in the ninth parak. Sheretz, Shechetzya Basar Vechetzya Adama. Hanogeya Babasar Tame Ubadama Tahar. An animal that's half animal, half dirt. It depends which part you touch on it. If you become tamei, says the Rambam in the Pirshei Mishnayos, these types of animals who sipur mefursam ma'od ve'ein mispar l'rabim asher amru li sheroo oto. There are tons of people that said that they saw it. Umetzias balchai kazehu davar mafli she'ein l'das lo hezber klal. I can't explain it, but many people told me that there exists such an animal. But the Rambam says, an animal that's half, that song about an animal that stays half animal and half dirt. This at least is saying that it turns into an animal. Shema tomal is namaruba. You might say it takes a long time. Allah, l'rosh, ali l'har, v'rei, go up to the top of the mountain. You see things happen quickly. Shehayom ein bo ela chilazon echad. You'll see from the top of the mountain, there's only one chilazon there, one. I'm not going to translate it. Lamachar yardu geshamim, and the next day after it rains, but it's not like chilzonos. You'll see there are tons and tons of chilzonos. So, question one: is this the chilazon that's mentioned in all the other places in Shas? The chilazon that we make sittas from? Rashi says yes. Rashi says in the top left, this is the tolas. Rashi says tolas, the worm that comes out of the yam once every 70 years and uses its dam for tcheles. Right, that's for tchelas. In the beginning, from the har, on the top of the mountain, you're looking into the yam. Look into the yam. But other mefarshim say, the Adar Mahir says, it's not talking about that chilazon. It says, go to the mountain. When you go to the mountain, you're looking at something on the land. You're looking at something in the sea. He didn't say go to the sea. He said go to the mountain. So it's a machlokas, whether the Adar Mahir says this is not talking about the chilazon that relates to tzitzis. Rashi, the Gilyan Hashas here on the Rashi, also calls Rashi Menachas, that says that it's something min ha'aretz, not min hayam. It's a big discussion, exactly, as we know, what is the chilazon, and do we know the exact chilazon today? The Raziner started it 100 years ago, but that is not for now. Many shiurim and articles have been written about that, and the tchelos factory out in Midbar Yehuda. Amar le'ahu minala gviya ben pesisa. Amin said to gviya ben pesisa, v'ilachon chayavaya, woe to you, woe to you who are sinners. Da'amritun mesi chayin. Because, da'amrit, you say the dead will live. Da'chayin mesi. We see people today that die. Da'mesi chayin. People die. How are the dead going to live? Amar Levi, Lachon Chavaya. So Gaviah throws it back on him. No, woe to you, O wicked ones. Darbita Mesi Lochai, and you say the dead won't live. To Lohave, Chaye, to have a Chaye Lokol Shekain. Mesi Lochai, and to Lohave, Chaye. Those who never lived, meaning a baby which is born, Chaye comes to life, to have a Chaye. Sorry that it was already lived at one point, Lokol Shekain. Wouldn't it be easier for God? If he creates new babies, surely old people who lived already would be easier. He says, "You call me a sinner? If I live in Tchias Amesim, but itna b'cha, I'm going to kick you so hard. Upashitna lak musech minach. He must have been a hunchback. He says, "I'm going to straighten out your hunchback for you. I'm going to straighten out your back for you if I live." Amalei, so he says, imato osekeit, if you do that, rofei uman tikarei, you'll be called a great doctor. V'schar har betiton, you'll take a lot of schar. Meaning, halavai, fine. Taner Rabbanam, be'esrim v'abba b'nisan, on the 24th of Nisan, isn't it? This is a quote from, you see on the side, Megillas Tainus, the list of, the scroll that had in the times of the Mishnah and the Gemara, the list of days that they would not fast. Because some nace happened that day. So on the 24th of Nisan, it's the Tilu Dimos Noim Yehudim Yerushalayim. The bandits were taken out of Yerushalayim. Kishabo, but a Afrika Ladunim Yisrael, Lefnei Alexander's Mukdon. So we're about to have a bunch of conversations in front of Alexander. Right? So the Bnei Africa, who the Marsha says is the Girgashi that ran away, that they didn't stay and fight Am Yisrael. So they came in front of Alexander's Mukdon. Amrulo, Eretz Kanan Shalanuhi. Eretz Kanan is ours. Dichsiv Eretz Kanan Ligvuloseha. It says Eretz Canaan is ours, right? It's called Eretz Canaan. We're one of the Canaanite nations. So Ukanana vuontahanu inshihave, and Canaan is our father. So we own this land. Armaluhu gviyah bepesis lachachamim. Gviyah told the rabbis, Tnuli rishus ve'elech v'aduni ma'en levnei Alexander's mukton. Let me go and battle and convince Alexander. Imyanatzchuni, if I win, Amru hediu shabanu nisachtim. So you could say, are the lowliest of us won. If I don't win, Amru Lahem, Toras, Moshe, if they beat me, they will say, you could say that, it wasn't one of our greatest rabbis, it was just a head yot. But if I beat them, Amru Lahem, so tell them, Toras, Moshe, Nisachtem, I don't have to take any credit. It was the Torah that won. Nazar Rishus, they said, fine, and he went. Amru Lahem, Echanatem, Evim Raya. He says to them, where are you bringing me a raya from? Amru lo min haTorah. Amru lahem nafani lo avi lachem raya ala min haTorah. So I'll bring you another raya from the Torah. Shnei amar vayomer orer kanan eved avadim yel echav. Right, what does it say by Noach? That Kanan is going to be an eved. Eved shekana nechasim. Eved lami. Unechasim lami. It's an eved gets anything, who owns it? So fine, you might have the land, but I'm your adon. I'm your adon. Velo owed, and also, elashari kamashonim shlo avatunu. You owe us a lot of work. You haven't worked for us in a long time. So Amar Lahem, so he's stumped. So Amar Lahem, Alexander's Malka, Hachziro Tshuva, hey, answer him. Amru lo tnu lanu zman shlosha yavim, give us 3 days. Natsalam zman, batku velo matsu tshuva. So they couldn't find an answer. Miad barchu, they ran away. V'inichu, so they're saying, k'shein zeros, and they left fields that were planted, v'charmei, and k'shein netuos, and vineyards. V'osa shana shvias haisen, and it worked out well, because it was shvias, and Bnei Yisrael needed some fruit. So that's why they... So they ran away. So the Marsha talks, if you want to look here, if they knew the Torah, so they didn't, they also know this Pasuk too. Right, so what do you mean? They also know the Pasuk. What, that it was a Chiddush? So the Marsha goes in to explain, no, that they were saying that it was yours, but just like we lost it because we sinned, you lost it because you sinned. So now it's up to God again. And who's the original owner? The original owner? We were the original owners. Next, Shufa Machas Bo, B'nai Mitzrayim, Ladunim Yisrael, Levnei Alexander's Mokton. Same thing, the Mitzrayim come. Omer lo Arehu, Omer Hashem Nasan Eschena, B'nai Mitzrayim, Vayashilum. The Mitzrayim says that the Jews borrowed all these items from Egypt. T'nu lanu kazev ezosh, not adem yimenu. Please give us back our items. Omer, Gevir, Bebesis, Lachachamim, T'nu li Rishos, Ve'elich, Ladon Iman, Levnei Alexandrus, Im Yinatzchuni, Amru, Lohem, Hedyu, Shabanu, Nitzachtem, Ve'mani, Nanseachotam, Amru, Lohem, Toras, Moshe, Rabbeinu, Nitzachtem. So, let me go. Nasa lo rishus v'halach v'doni mayim, same thing. Amar lehem mechanatem avim raya, amar lehem in a Torah. Amar lehem afani lo avi lechem raya lehem in a Torah. I also bring you a raya from the Torah. Shenemar. Umoshav v'nei Yisrael. Anybody else want to read? Umoshav v'nei Yisrael asher yashru v'mitzrayim. Shloshim shana v'arba me'o shana. Right, you're going to be in Mitzrayim for 430 years. Tznu lanu scharavot al shashishim ribo. Sheshivatim v'mitzrayim. Shloshim shana v'arba me'o shana. you owe us wages. You owe us wages from all the years we worked for you in Egypt. Answer, so they ran away too. Right, so was it the same year? Was it another Shemitah cycle? But that is number two. Next. The Mefarshim talk about what? These later nations didn't get the picture, that they were wrong. Amrulo, Eretz Kanan, Shalanu, Vishalachem. You know what? Israel belongs to both of us. Dechsiv, Yelo Todos, Yishmael ben Avraham. Dechsiv, Yelo Todos, Yitzchak ben Avraham. Right? It was given to Avraham, and we're both children. Amr lehen, Gavisa, Gavia ben Pasisa, Lachachamim, Tzunuli Rishus, Veilech, Vaduni Mohem, Lefrenel, Zadjus Mokton, Iminatzchuni, Amru, Hedisha, Baruni, Sachtem. So again, let me go. So this time he said as follows. Avraham gave everything of his to Yitzchak. Avraham gave gifts. Right? So you see that He gave him gifts. What's the svara? Afshinatan agatin labanov bechayev. If the father splits up his land and his property in his lifetime, v'shigir zemei al zeh, and he sends one away from the other, klum yesh lazel zeh klum. So he gave the land to Yitzchak, and he gave the presents to the bnei keturah. So no, there's nothing for you to take. My matanos. What kind of matanos did he give? Amr b'yirme baraba malamed shemasalahem shame tuma. He gave them shame tuma. What does that mean? What does shame tuma mean? Rashi here, bottom Rashi, kishuf umaisa shedim. He taught him how to live amongst the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Right, that's what he gave them. The Marshal here asks in the back under the Marsha, we learned earlier according to many shitas that kishuf is also for Bnei Noach too. Right, so how is he allowed to do it? Maybe he's only according to the other Manda Amar. Maybe it doesn't mean real kishuf. The Marsha says maybe it's only Kedil Hislamid. So because real Kishuv is Asur, so he's telling them you should know what it is so that you don't get convinced by the other Bnei Noach around you. Okay, that's either way, that's shame tuma. Okay, let's continue. Amar Antoninus the Rebbe. Back to friendly territory, Antoninus. Rebbe's friend. Guf Unishama, Yichol Liftar Atzman Adin. Fascinating Gemara. A guf and a neshama in the future could each get out of punishment. Why? Ketzad. Guf omer neshama chatas. It wasn't me, it was the neshama. Shemiyom shepir shemimeni, because from the day that the neshama left me, hamei rutal ke'evin domi bekever. I haven't moved since the neshama left me. So you see, I'm nothing by myself. I can't sin. It was the neshama's fault. Neshama omeris, guf chata. The guf was chote. Shemiyom shepirashi mimenu, from the second that I left the guf, hareini parachas bavir, kitzipar. I'm just flying around. Right? I haven't done anything wrong since I was in the goof. So it's his fault. So Amar Le, Hashem will say, Rebbe answers Antoninus, Emshel Lecha Mashal. Give you a Mashal. Mashal Lamad Avedome, Lamelech Vas Avedam, Shailo Padis Noah. There was a king that had a beautiful orchard. Vahayubo, Bakuros Noos. And there were new, beautiful dates. Vahoshivo Shnei Shomrim. And he put two guards of the orchard. Echad Chigar Vechad Suma. One lame, couldn't walk, and one blind. So the lame one said to the blind one, Bikuros knows Aniroba Pardes. So the Chigar said there are gorgeous dates. Bo Bahar Kiveni Unaviem Lachlam. Put me on your back, and I will direct you, and I'll take the dates, and we'll both enjoy it. Rachav Chigar Agabi Suma, Veviem Baachlam. So that's what they did. They teamed up. Liyamin Baal Pardes, the Baal Pardes came. Amar Lohen, Bakuros knows Heichan Hein. Where are my dates? Amar Lohigar, Klom Yishte Raglayim Lahalech Bohen. I can't walk. You expect that I took them? Armala Suma, Klumishli, and I am Liros, Liros. I can't, I wasn't me. I can't see anything. So Ma'asa, Hirkav Chiyah, Gabi Suma, Vidono Sanke Echad. He said, fine. He put him on top of each other's shoulders, and he said, okay, now I'll judge you. So Acha Kadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Neshama, Vizorka Baguf, Vidono Sanke Echad. So to Hashem in the future, he says, okay, you're each complaining, I'll put the Neshama back into the Guf, and I'll judge you together. Right? Because together you're problematic. Even if separately, it's not going to be a problem. Shneimar yikra al el shemayim me'al vel haaretz ladunimo yikra el shemayim me'al zuna shama vel haaretz ladunimo ze haguf. Sharam Siyana Balacha here says this gives us a little deeper insight into the words am haaretz. Aharetz is somebody who acts like they're artsius. It acts like they're focusing on their goof, letting the goof overtake the neshama. That's what he suggests here. Little deeper meaning. After the mihai time a nikra adam megusham am haaretz bishem to sham rosho v'rubo binyani haguf lo achar hanashama. That's what he suggests. The Ben Yoyada discusses this story and says a couple of questions. Number one, how did each one not know that the other one would make the same claim? What, each one was so smart? Each one would make the same claim, number one. Number two, how could they make such a claim in front of God? This is Olam HaEmes. What are they complaining about? And number three, why did Hashem have to say, okay, I'm going to throw you back together and then judge you? Why didn't he just say, Mr. Guf, but when you were with the Neshama, you sinned, so I'm going to judge you for that. And the Neshama also. So, B'siyata D'Shmaya, says the Ben Yehoyada, Yesh Osamayasim Yadayim Lahedya, sometimes there's an act that we do, something does, but the act is not misyaches to the item that's doing it. But it's being forced, like a sword. A sword is Chayav Misa. If a sword kills somebody, is the sword's fault? No, it's the person's fault for forcing the sword. Acha hariga titiaches lo adam atofes b'cherev. Yan ki acherev didn't have a choice. And therefore, even though the pu'ulas ha-hariga was al yedei shneihem, yad ha-adam, right, and the cherev, but a person is going to be held accountable. So what each one was claiming here was that, I did it, but I was forced. I was the sword. The neshama says I was the sword. The guf says I was the sword. Right? You say I was the sword, you're right, I did it. But I was the sword. And that was the taina of each of them. The al-kain, what does Hashem do? He threw them back together. He threw them back together. And you know what he says? Look, right now, after me see you back together, you're not doing anything wrong. Obviously, you're both at fault. Obviously, neither of you are just the sword, because now you're both here, you're both together, you're not doing any sins. It's the Eitz Sahara Shebecha in both of you. And therefore, that's why he put them back together, to show them that right now they're not sinning, and therefore it must be Eitz Sahara in both of them. Look at that Ben Yoyada for more. Two dots. Omerlei. Antoninus the Rebbe. Antoninus keeps asking Rebbe, why does the sun rise in the east and set in the west? What, it was the opposite? You don't say, ask me. Right? You got to have a... What kind of question is that? No, this is what I mean. Why doesn't it just go back to the place where it started? Whatever place Hashem could have created the world, it rises and it goes back to where it started from. Why couldn't Hashem do that? Amalei k'deilitin shalom l'kone. Shenemar utzvash b'ayim l'cham mishtachavim. No, it wants to salute its creator. The Shechin is b'mayrav, like we know from many Chazals. So that's why it sets in the west. Kira Kadosh Baruch Hu a salute, right? It bows to Hashem as it goes down. Amalei v'tesiyat pagad d'rakia. So why doesn't it just go up to the middle of the sky, v'titin shlama, and say hello because it's heading towards west, and then v'tail and set right there. Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu could have created a world like that, and it sets right at noon. It goes down. Mishum poalim u'mshamovei drachim. No, you can't have that. Because then the workers are going to be stuck in the field and it gets dark immediately. Without a sunset, the world couldn't function. We have to know when it's getting dark. And the Ovrei Drachim, the travelers that get stuck on the road. Fine. When does a person get a neshama? Mishas pakida or mishas yitzira? Mishas pakida, when the Gemara Nida says that each drop of a baby is shown to Hashem, what is this baby going to be? Sadega Rasha, Rashiro, Ani, right? That whole Gemara, Mishas pakida, when Hashem is pokeed everything, meaning right at the beginning of the creation, or Mishas Yitzira, or later, when the body starts being made, maybe after 40 days, a later point. Amalei Mishas Yitzira, must be after it's formed, that's when it gets the neshama. Amalei, after Chaticha Shabbos, Romedes Flosha Yemen below Melach, a piece of meat can't go 3 days without salt. Right? So this baby is going to go any time without having an neshama? It must be for Shas Pekida from the earlier time. It must be from the earliest time. So Amar Rebbe, Davar Zeh, Lamdani Antoninus. You're right. I stand corrected. Umikra Messiah, and the Pasuk helps you out. Shenemar, Ufkodosayach, Shamra Ruchi. Ufkodosayach, and your Pekuda. Pekuda? Has the ruchi, right? Has the neshama. So that's why Mishas Pekida is when he gets the neshama. What was the Havamina? What was Rabbi's Havamina to say Mishas Pekida? I'm sorry, Mishas Yitzira. So the riff in the Ein Yaakov says, maybe the Havamina was he thought that he piggybacks on the neshama of the mother. Right? Uber Yerachimahu. Maybe he piggybacks on the neshama of the mother. Right. Also, by the way, has halacha lemaisa ramifications. The Rishonim in Masecha Shabbos talk about the Gemara there talks about that you're chayiv on Shabbos if somebody takes an ubar out of a mother. You're chayiv on Shabbos for oker davar migidulo. So does that mean kotzer? Does that mean shochet or amban there? And Shabbos Kuf Zayin discusses it, but it also relates to, does the neshama have an ubar yet? Is it netilas neshama if you take an ubar out? Well, it also relates to the abortion issues we discussed a few weeks ago about nefesh. When does a person get a yetzahara? Mishas yetzira or mishas yetzia? From when he's formed or when he goes out? It must be when he's the earlier time, when he gets, when he's formed. Says Antoninus, I don't just kick his way out of his mother if he already has a yetzahara then. It must be only as he goes out he gets the yetzahara. Amar Rebbe Davarzel Amduni Antoninus. Antoninus again told me this. Umikra Masayo Shenemar La Pesach Chatas Roves. The Yetzirah comes at the Pesach when he goes out. The Ali Shur Chelik Beis page Tav Kuf Tes says, why would the kid kick himself just because you have Yetzirah? You want to go out? The Yetzirah is not logical. Whatever situation you're in, you just want to rebel. That's it. You just want to rebel. You're in this situation. It's worse for you to get out. Doesn't matter. You're going to kick out. The rebellious nature makes no sense. It's just, I'm here, I want to get out there. Right? It's when the sometimes children get into the anti-mood. Whatever a parent says, they say the other side. Whatever it is, whatever issue, they have to say no. Right? That's the rebellious nature in a person. Right? So that's here too. He'll kick his way out. Right? Famous question. There's no Yetzirah until you come out, so what about Esav? What about Yaakov and Esav? That's a big shiloh that many of the Mefarshim asked. The Aruch Laner says maybe there's a difference. It says here, when is it sholate? When is it Meimasa Yitzhar sholate ba'adam? Nitan ba'adam is earlier. It's definitely there. But when is it sholate ba'adam? Maybe Esav was different. Okay. Reish Lakish Rami. Reish Lakish has the following steer. Ksiv, Bami Vero Piseach, Haravio, Ladis Yachtav, by Mashiach, all the lame and the blind are all going to come. Ksiv, Azidali Ka'ayol Piseach, the lame will jump around, the Tarom Lashani lame, and the mute will sing, Kinivku, by Midbar Mayim, Unachalim Barava, because there are rivers everywhere. Right? So I don't understand. Says Reish Lakish, by Mosa Mashiach, is everybody going to be healed, or are they just going to come in their lame, blind state? So Hakeitzad Omdin Merume Umisrapin. They're first going to come with their mum, and then Hashem's going to heal them. Ula Rami. Ula asks. See, the pasuk says Bila Mavas Lanetzach. Umach Hashem Tibim Yal Kalpanim. That death will be removed from everywhere. Viksiv Kianar Ben Meishana Yamuz. But it also says that a Naar, somebody will be 100 years old, and they'll be considered young, and they will die. Lo Yemi Sham Od Ul Yamim. Right? There won't be anybody, everybody will live very long, but then they'll die. So is there going to be death in the future or not? Again, we don't know exactly when this stage is talking about. Lo kasha, kan b'Yisrael, kan b'Ovdi Kochavim. Whoa. Right? This talks about B'nai Yisrael and Ovdi Kochavim. There won't be any Misa for B'nai Yisrael at a future stage. Again, we don't know what that stage is. Yes, by Ovdi Kochavim. Ask the Aruch Laner, Bam Kasha, Makas Daftes. Says the Aruch Laner, we know that the Rambam Paskins, based on a Gemara, that Lasa Lavo, there's going to be three more Ari Miklat added on. There's going to be nine altogether. Not just the only mitzvah that's going to change. Rav Shachter likes to quote. The only mitzvah that's going to change the Lasa Lavo is that we're going to have three more Ari Miklat added on. So we'll have nine. What are we going to need Ari Miklat for? There won't be any Misa. What are we going to need Ari Miklat for? Says the Aruch Laner, Makas Daftesh, a huge chiddush. There's not going to be any Misa Tivis. There's not going to be any more natural death. But, Ritzichos, Bishogeg, that is going to be. Wow, that's the Aruch Laner. Aruch Laner, Makas Daftes Amid Beis. Okay, weiter. Ovdei Kochavim. There might be other answers to that question. Ovdei Kochavim, my boy Hashem. So what are Ovdei Kochavim going to be doing? So Hanaf Leksiv Behu, because it says there will be ones that are Lasilavo. V'imdu Zarim, Uru'ut Sonachem, U'bnei Nechar, Ikarechem, Ukarmechem. There'll be people that help you, that work with us, that also, you might say it's not literal, that they'll also serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in their own way. Okay. Rav Chisda Rami. Rav Chisda asked the following. The moon and the sun will be embarrassed. Kimalach Hashem Tzvakos, meaning the light of Hashem will be unbelievable, that it will even outshine the sun and the moon. The other part says, no, it's going to be amazing, the light of the sun and the moon. Lokasha, kan limos HaMashiach, kan olam haba. There's Yemos HaMashiach and Olam Haba. Two different stages, right? In the Yemos HaMashiach, right? we'll see which one comes first, depending who you asked and what you're thinking about. Rashi says, Yemos HaMashiach, Kishayichla HaShibud, Yemos HaMashiach comes first, right after the Shibud stops. So that's where the sun and the moon will be existent, but it won't be totally outshined by Hashem. In the future, where it's total ruchnius, so then it'll be totally outshined by Hashem. Right, that's the Rashi assumes Yemos HaMashiach comes first, and then later Olam Haba. Ula Shmuel Damar Ein Bein Olam Hazeh Yemos HaMashiach LeShibud Malchus Bilvad. What about according to Shmuel, who says there's no difference between Yemos HaMashiach and Shibud Malchus, between Yemos HaMashiach and Olam Hazeh, except Shibud Malchus, that the Jews won't be subjugated. So according to him, the sun and the moon are going to change. So Lo Kasha Kan B'Machan Tzadikim Kan B'Machan Shechina. Right, that's a different answer. Amongst the Tzadikim, the sun and the moon will still shine, compared to Hashem Machan Shechina. So that it won't be anything that will be able to be seen. Okay. There's a lot also about this din of Shmuel. The Rambam quotes in Hilchos Malachim, the last parak, about what Yemos HaMashiach is going to be about. Again, there'll be physical existence, but will be nanamiz of Ashkina. Rava Rami, Ksiv Ani Amis Va'achaya. Hashem says, I kill people and then I cause them to live. Ksiv Machatsi Vani Erpa. There's a wound, and Vani Erpa, and I will heal them, right? And they will stand, right? So the first pasuk is Mashma, when I kill a person, I'll be Mechayehu, as is, Amis V'Achayeh. And the second pasuk seems to say that I will heal them. So same question as before. So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mash Ani Meimis Ani Mechayeh, V'Hadar Mashi Machasi Vani Erpa. First I'll bring him back, and then I'll heal all sickness. Tadar Abanan Ani Amis V'Achayeh, Yochol Shetei Misa Be'echad V'Chayim Be'echad. You might think this pasuk means I'm going to kill some people, and cause other different people to be born. Kedar Sholam Noheg, like nowadays, people die and people are born. Tamalomar Machasi Vani Erpa. No. Ma Mechitza Refua Be'echad, just like sickness and healing is with the same person. Af Misa V'Chayim Be'echad. Right, that's how Misa and Chaim are also talking about the same person. Mikan tshuva laomrin ein tchias ameisim in haTorah. This is another source for tchias ameisim in haTorah. Tanya Amar Rabbi Meir minayin tchias ameisim in haTorah shenemar. Another few sources. Oz Yashar Moshe Neizel Zirazos Hashem. Rashi quotes this one. Shar lo nemar ela Yashir. Yashir Fuser. Moshe will sing. Mikan tchias ameisim in haTorah. Yosef Adavar Tomer also by Yeshua. Oz Yivne Yeshua Mizbeach Lashem. Yeshua will build a Mizbeach. Bona lo noma neamar ela Yivne. He will build. Mikan tchesa meisim in the Torah. Everything future. Ela meata oz Yivne Shlomo. Bama lekmo shikutz Moab. Shlomo was going to build an avod, a bama to the Avodah Zarah. Hachanami di Yivne. Is this going to happen in the future too? No, it's just that it's considered as if he did it already. He wanted to, so it's as if he thought about it in the future, but the Navi is just alluding to the fact that he got this considered in front of Hashem as if he did it. Amar Bishua ben Levi, minayin tchias meisim in haTorah shenemar, Ashrei Yoshev Eisecha, od yahalalucha sela. They will praise you. Hilalucha lo nemar, elo yahalalucha. Mikan tchias meisim in haTorah. Another source. Amar Bishua ben Levi, kolo omer shira b'olam hazeh, zoche v'omer l'olam haba. Whoever sings Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world will be Zocha to sing in the next world. Shneemar, Ashri Yoshev Yisecha, Od Yehalucha Sela. One more. Amar Rechei Bar Abba, Amar Biochan, Amar Nayim, Lechei Samesev and HaTorah, Shneemar, Kol Tzofayach Nosnu Kol, Yachtav Yuranenu. Right, the call of the seers on top of the walls will raise their voice. They will sing together. Rinenu lo namar ela yiranenu mikan l'tchias hamesim min haTorah. Again, another source that you know tchias hamesim is min haTorah. One more. Amar Rechei Bar Abba, Amar Yochanan. Asida kol neviim kulan omrim shira b'kol echad. All the neviim will sing shira in one call in the future. Shemar kol tzofayach nasu kol yachdav yiranenu. One call. Says the Marsha, even though usually trei kol lo mishtami. Right, so you can't hear two at the same time, the Gemara says. But what does the Gemara say in Rosh Hashanah, I think? If it's Chaviv, then you could focus on it. And it'll all appear like one. So that's here, it'll be Chaviv to us, and therefore it'll appear like one. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And Hashem, we will get dinner. Everybody should have a good Shabbos. Good Chodesh.